Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to listen to the Bible together and to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 106, verses 6 to 7. Like our ancestors, we have sinned, we have done wrong, we have acted wickedly. Our ancestors in Egypt were not impressed by the Lord's miraculous deeds. They soon forgot his many acts of kindness to them. Instead, they rebelled against him at the Red Sea. I strongly recommend that you read through this psalm and the previous one because they're twins. In Psalm 105, we hear about all the amazing things that God did to guide and strengthen his people from their earliest days until their entry into the Promised Land. Now in Psalm 106, the psalmist takes another tour through the history of God's people and concludes that, humanly speaking, it was a complete disaster. Just as God was consistently faithful and loving, his people were repeatedly faithless and disobedient. But the psalmist didn't simply point the finger at people in the past. He recognized that his own generation was also guilty of disobeying God and forgetting to walk in his ways. As we look back through human history, there's much that we can learn. Every page of history contains accounts of bad decisions and stupid failures, and if we're honest, we're not so very different. Our lives fall well short of perfection. We need to own up to our failures and strive to live richer, fuller, and more obedient lives. The point of looking back is to learn. We don't have to repeat the past, but can set off on a new journey inspired by the lessons that have been well learnt in history. The most consistent fault of God's people in this psalm was the sin of forgetting. I'm sure that's something we can all relate to. Some things are minor. We may forget someone's name or whether they take milk in their coffee, but forgetting God is another matter. Time and again we read that the people of Israel forgot the way in which God had blessed them. They carried on with their lives as if God didn't exist. We need to do everything we can to remember who God is, what he's done. We need to ensure that we maintain a rhythm of worship and prayer so that we can't possibly forget our great God. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you never forget us. Help us to make sure that we never forget you. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know. You can hear it on Premier Christian Radio or Premier Praise every morning, or on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.